The Sarah Jane Adventures, The Ghost House, by Stephen Cole, read by Elizabeth Sladen. Five a.m. I'd lain awake all night and watched the stars fade into the milky pink of the Sunday sunrise. Once I travelled out among those distant stars with the most special friend you could ever imagine. Now I'm settled back in London, I can only gaze up at that star-speckled wilderness, but even that can fill me with wonder enough to keep me from sleep some nights. You see, I've never let go. My travelling days may be over, but I'm still here to greet any visitors to our earthly shores, and they do come, believe me. Some of them are just like I used to be, wide-eyed tourists thrilling to each new encounter. Some of them need help, some are here to cause harm. I take care of them all, however I have to, as best I can. But sometimes I just like to look at the stars in the peace and quiet of my big old house in this leafy West London street, thinking of old friends. As dreary dawn light stole into my room, I decided to make myself a coffee and do something a little more constructive. A small mountain of paperwork was building on the kitchen table. When you spend every other day saving the world, it's easy to lose track of the little things like paying off your credit cards, and I figured it wouldn't be such a bad thing to come back down to earth for a little while. Some hope. As I reached the kitchen, I heard a crash from outside and a man shouting in alarm. Once a journalist, always a journalist. And, with a nose for a story, I wrapped my dressing gown around me and slipped outside into the mild morning. To my left, 100 metres or so along Bannerman Road, a milkman stood in the street, a crate of milk cartons lying in a white puddle on the tarmac beside.